Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Kurt Hunt, CEO, founder, chief cook and bottle washer of S3 Productions. And today, we're going to pre-record, I'm not sure how to call it. I have been challenged to write a book. Yes, Siree Bob, my partner who's in the process of writing his book has challenged me to write my book. Of course, that leads to some very interesting discussions about writing about what? He says, well, also, you do a lot of reading, so therefore you should also be doing book reviews. Okay. So the question is, who cares what books I read? Well, same thing when you play music. Who's going to listen to your show about old records on Forgot Music on 78 RPM Records? Shameless plug there. So I thought, okay, if I'm going to write a book and do book reviews, the more important question is, why do I read? Because I do read a lot. Why do I read? That's a very interesting question. I'm not real sure how to answer that. So I have about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 books here, and I'm not going to review them all. It's more the topic of the book that I'm interested in. The question is, why do I read? And which leads to the question, why do I read? Because if you're going to write a book, obviously people are going to read it. So I'm not going to do this in any random order or by order of importance. So it's more of the topic. So I'm going to randomly close my eyes and reach into my box. And the music you hear in the background is Peggy Lee's Decca Anthologies on CD. And it's right now is Easy Living, and I'm doing that because the very next song is called Black Coffee. For those of you who know, one of my major addictions in life is caffeine. And I have a pot brewing right now. By the way, it's about 6:40 in the morning, and I'm here in S3 Studios. All right. First book I picked up is called Throw the Damn Ball, Classic Poetry by Dogs. I have been accused of not enhancing my liberal arts and my social skills, that I should read instead of hardcore military fiction and facts and history, I should read more poetry. So what more to do? Combine my love of dogs with Classic Poetry by Dogs by R.D. Rosen, Harry Pritchett, there we go, Black Coffee in the background, Pritchett, and Rob Battles, New York Times best-selling authors of Bad Dog. It's a very short book. Heck, it's only got, I'm opening it now, 100 short poetries. One of those books you just pick. Matter of fact, most of my books, I have to go back, are yard sale, thrift shop, garage sales, used bookstores. It's a very short book. I only read this in a couple of hours just because I like dogs. All right. And some of the poetry in here is better than others, but what can I say? I guess it's people and their dogs writing short poetry, which, not real sure what it means, but that's okay. If you like dogs, it's an interesting book. All right. So much for Throw the Damn Ball. I just finished this one because I love Westerns. And one of the reasons I read this, and I have to, let me backtrack this a minute. I very seldom do I rehearse this stuff. In the world that we live in today, imagination is what drives everything. Imagination and creativity. The reason I love reading is I can travel around the world. I can travel through time and space. I can picture myself anywhere I want to and never leave the room. It's sort of one of those motivating factors behind S3 Productions, playing old records and reading. Through the Old West, a narrative of the old trail days, written by Andy Adams. Now, this book is old. This guy died in 1935. This goes back to the late 1800s when he was part of a cattle drive from Texas to Montana. And it's, I am assuming it's narrative of the old trail days. So he was on a cattle drive that went from, I say, Texas to Montana. And first published in 1903. Wow. Anyway, by Skyhorse Publishing. Andy Adams was born in Indiana to pioneer parents. In the early 1800s, he moved to Texas, where he spent the next years driving cattle on the Western Trail. At age 43, he published The Log of His Cowboy, the most successful book. I read this because I just like old cowboy stories, and it was, whether it was history or fictional or not, it was not important. It was just you could picture yourself out there in the old West leading the life of a cowboy. Very good book. I actually enjoyed it, truly. All right. Again, here I could travel back 100 years and drive the cattle. The next book I reach into my bag, The Spell of New Mexico, edited by Tony Hellerman. Of course, Tony Hellerman was famous for his books about the Navajo tribal police, or tribal police. And I bought this book is written by who? Who was this book written by? University of New Mexico Press of Albuquerque. I've never been to Albuquerque, but I've been through southwest New Mexico several times driving to and from Texas. Hope to go through upper New Mexico here shortly. But I read all of Tony Hellerman's books. And this is a short book. It's only about 110 pages. Again, here I can drive through upper New Mexico and never leave home. I'm getting ahead of myself. Okay. Talks different stories about Southwest and upper New Mexico. And again, you can just picture yourself driving up there, going there. I've always wanted to go to Taos and Albuquerque and Gallup and that whole area up there. So just a little background reading, Spell of New Mexico. By the way, I highly recommend Tony Hellerman's books about the tribal police. Very great book. Adam Shee and Joe Leghorn's Navajo cop solving murder mysteries in Arizona, New Mexico, and that area. All right. Reason I love books, again, part of my spiritual life, Scripture Union, Bible study books by the Reverend William DeLane, concentrating on the book of Ephesians and 2 Thessalonians. I forget where I picked this up, but Ephesians is probably my favorite book of the Bible. Six chapters of Ephesians. This is Ephesians through 2 Thessalonians. Anyway, Ephesians, six chapters of book of Ephesians. The first three is what God wants, did for me. The second, last three is what God wants for me. Very interesting book. Helps you keep in touch with my spiritual life, which sometimes is not the greatest in the world. Written by William Lane, bachelor's and doctor of theology. It covers Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, and 1 and 2 Thessalonians. I'm forever thankful to Dr. Cyril Barber and Steve Newman, two of the greatest pastors I've ever met, for helping me with that. Anyway, I think I paid a quarter for this book someplace. I'm not sure if I paid that for it. But there are times where just the only book you need is the Bible, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Why do I read? Because I can travel from the Old West to New Mexico through the Bible, read about dogs, and what more can you ask for? All right. I reach into my book of tricks. Here we go. I bought this at the Friends of the Library used book sale, Uptown Whittier, because, as most of you know, I am also the producer of S3 Productions, Forgotten Music on 78 RPM Records, where I play old records. This is a CD remake of all of Peggy Lee's records playing in the background from Decca. I finished this book a while back, but this is Jelly Roll Morton's Last Night at the Jungle Inn, written by Samuel Charters. It's a fictional book. Samuel Charters, the eminent historian of jazz and the blues, evokes with almost uncanny perception the character and spirit of the self-professed inventor of jazz, pianist, composer, and lyricist extraordinary. So, if I'm going to talk about old records, you need to know what you're talking about and some of the personalities. And Jelly Roll Morton was one of the big pianists into early jazz and blues back in the late 30s. So this, again, was a very short book. It's fictional. It's written in his words, but fictional account of his last night at the Jungle Inn. So not only I went from the 1800s to the 1930s in the history of jazz. All right, why do I read? It stimulates the mind. It connects the dots. It takes you to places you probably never, ever go again. All right, here's a short book I bought. 1003 things, great things about teachers. Very short little lyrics and poems and sayings and quotes about teachers, ranging from driver's ed teachers, the kindergarten teachers, the math teachers, the science teachers, and just teachers in general. And whenever I get frustrated or upset, or I just pick this up and start flipping through it. I think I paid a dollar for it or less. This is written by Lisa Bernbach, Patricia Marks, and Hogman, H-O-D-G-A-M, published by, who is this published by? Barnes and Nobles. I saw a deal on Facebook, books are the greatest weapons in the universe. Nice thing about a book, yeah, I don't need power, I don't need the internet, I don't need batteries, I don't need anything except light. Expands the mind. Here I went from the Wild West to teachers to dogs to the jazz. All right. Here we go. Reaching into my bag of tricks. This one I haven't read yet. My California by R. Writers. Picked this up at Friends Letter Used Bookstore. This is written by Janet Church. Oh, this is a local Whittier author. Well, that's even better. Whittier Public Library Foundation. Wow, I didn't know that. All right. This is neat. Wow, this is really neat. This is all about Whittier history by Whittier, California history by Whittier author. Wow, I got to read this. I haven't read this yet. This is from 2007. Again, one of those hidden gems that I can't wait to read, but it's like third in line from what I'm reading now. Edited by Donna Wares, introduction by Pico Lair. I didn't know I had. I know I had. I just hadn't read it yet. Intro to Ode to Caltrans. The Big Valley. That one I did read about. The Owens, Central Valley. All the places it talked about I'd been to. All right. So that's on my to-do list. Reach back into my bag of tricks here. All right. I have a buddy of mine, Armando, who travels on cruise ships giving lectures about espionage and Cold War and spies and stuff. And so he wanted to go into something called pirates. So I found this called Dangerous Waters. Modern Piracy and Terror of the High Seas. I bought this at the used bookstore uptown Whittier. Haven't read this yet. This is by John S. Burnett. Piracy. So I go from the Wild West and cattle drives to my spiritual life, to teachers, to learning about modern day piracy. And I have a friend of mine who rides cruise ships all the time. Wow. The scourge of the 17th and 18th centuries has emerged from history books and returned with deadly and terrifying results. I lived through absolute proof of existence. I was one of the lucky ones. I escaped with my life. Sort of that reminds me of that movie, Captain Phillips. I got to read that. That's kind of neat. All right. So I guess now, after being in the Navy most of my adult life, reading about pirates, kind of interesting. All right. The Big New Yorker Book of Dogs. Forwarded by Malcolm Gladwell. This is a huge book. I mean, this book's got how many pages in this book? 400 pages, written by all kinds of authors, all sort of New York City based. There's stories about New York dogs. Interesting book, but I had a hard time following some of it because some of the styles and some of the writers didn't turn me on. But again, because I love dogs. And the price was right. I think I got this from a used bookseller back in Connecticut or someplace. But anyway. So, I am currently reading Patton, and I'm almost finished with it. And by L-A-D-I-S, L-A-S, oh, I can't, Fargo. what I thought it was a book about Patton. It is, but it's Patton after World War II up until he died. Interesting story about Patton. I am a Facebook friend with his granddaughter. I have a U.S. flag that's flown all over Patton's grave sites in historic battle sites in Europe that I donated to the Patton Museum out in Scirocco Summit. And when I saw this book for a quarter, I had to pick it up. I'm almost done with it. So, again, I can go back to Patton, one of my favorite Army generals, to see a part or read about a part of Patton's life that I didn't know about, which makes my stories a little more interesting. Because one of my hobbies, it's called ADD, and I'm getting ready to have some more coffee, is I fly flags all over the United States and the world. Patton, it all relates, because again, I had Patton's flag and my flag flown over its sites. But it all relates. You know, take that same flag and donate it back to the Patton Museum out in Scirocco Summit. Again, you go from World War II to pirates to the Wild West to New York to the world of jazz. Books allow you to do that. Why do I read? Because it expands one's universe. And unfortunately, I think we're losing the art of reading. That's another story. I teach high school in my other life, and I think reading is dying. I think we're killing it. I love to read. I read about a book a week, or maybe two books a week, ranging on all kinds of subjects, whatever turns me off at the time. But what I do find in reading, and this is very hard to explain, the more you read, the more your universe expands, the more things make sense, because you read about things in books that are totally unrelated, but you read tidbits that link back to other things, which link back to other things, then you find out they're all connected. It's a hard thing to describe, but you just got to do it. And you miss that with TV. TV has gotten to become a vast wasteland of useless information in my mind. I'd rather go produce my own stuff. It goes back to listening to old records like I do. Matter of fact, this is sort of a chapter in my book that I'm dictating. Playing old records takes you back in time to an era of music that doesn't exist anymore. Again, I got Peggy Lee playing in the background because of her song Black Coffee, which leads to a show that we're going to do later this afternoon about coffee drinking. It all relates. It all relates in strange and wonderful ways. That's the beauty of what I do and why I've been challenged to write a book, to tell those stories. So, we've just talked about Pirates with Dangerous Waters, a book from Whittier Public Library Foundation about California. Great things about teachers, and God bless the teachers of the United States for teaching the next generation, or at least trying to, but that's a whole other story. Jelly Roll Morton, by the way, donuts is one of my big addictions also. How could you help but not do a story about Jelly Roll? Spiritual Life, New Mexico, and dogs. What more could one ask for? I take it back. I have written books that I thought were less than wonderful. But I've never failed. Every book I've ever read, I've learned something. May not be what I wanted to learn, but I've learned something. Ladies and gentlemen, the best piece of advice I can give to anybody, especially to the youth of America, is turn the stupid electronics off and go read something. One of my big gripes, and I'll get on my soapbox for just a minute. Stomp. Reading classics is wonderful, but what's more important is getting kids to read. Read anything, something. Even if they disagree with it, read. To me, it's more important for kids to read. And just read. Expand that world, turn the electronics off, and expand their world, and read. If we can put the love of reading back into our kids, I think this world will be far better off. Okay, with that in mind, my name is Kurt Hahn. I'm the CEO, founder of S3 Productions, doing my first set of book reviews, but trying to answer the question, at least in my own mind, why is it important that we read? And I think in order to write a book, you have to be a reader. because somebody's going to read your book. So with that, thank you, Armando, for helping me get that idea started about writing a book. With that in mind, ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, critiques, criticisms, you can always reach me at my email at oscssw@juno.com. And I want to thank you so very much for listening to me. I'm learning how to be a book critic now, amongst a record producer and everything else. With that in mind, read. That's all I ask of you is read. With that, thank you so very much. Goodbye.